And here is part two with Tom from Hillside in Munising, continued from our last outdoor report earlier this hour. How about the salmon fishermen? Are they still pretty doom and gloom right now?
Yeah, nothing. I mean, I'm hearing guys going out for Lakers. Seem to be doing pretty decent out in deeper water.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and especially this time of year, if you get out on a nice morning when the lake's flat, it doesn't get much better. So they are catching some lake trout, but everything else seems to be pretty slow. I don't know, with the weather, pressure systems keep changing. You might see some flake activity in by the river mouths, but it's going to be hit or miss.
Yeah, I would imagine that eventually here we're going to start seeing some fish stage up in front of the Annie and, you know.
Yep.
And the other rivers, of course, Autrain. But
yeah, the pressure changes and you got whatever you fish with. If it's spawn bags or whatever, they're bait, sling it out there. Eventually they're going to start hitting it. And it's going to be soon. I mean, the weather's we're going to see some pressure changes come cycling through now that the lake's getting nice and warm. So,
well, is there any other detail you can pass along for the Laker fishing? I mean, I've heard people running out to Big Reef. I've heard some people running out to a couple other spots north of Autrain.
That's all pretty much the same. I mean, it's just a matter of hitting it right. You know, they're getting out north of the island, getting in 130 plus feet and catching lake trout. I mean, there's enough out there to go around, so you just got to get into them.
Yeah, that's one thing that has not decreased at all in numbers is lake trout.
Now, our wonderful state does a good job of keeping that moving for us. So.
At least in Lake Superior anyway, right?
And some other ponds that shall not be named.
Yes. Well, how about any of the inland lakes? Have you heard anything from Autrain at all?
Actually, I haven't. I've had people that have gone out to fish it, going for panfish. We're selling a lot of night crawlers and worms for the tourists in town trying to get some panfish, and the reports have been relatively slow.
Okay. And is there any bait you got that's moving more than another live bait that is?
We sold a lot of crawlers last week, but I think it was just people in town by default thinking that that's what they wanted to get. The guys that are actually doing pretty well on panfish and perch are grabbing our leeches up by the pound. So been pretty funny to see that the guys that know how to catch fish come in and grab a bunch of leeches, go out, and they're the ones that are coming back in 3 or 4 days later asking for more. So that tells me what I need to know.
Yeah, and I imagine they're pretty tight-lipped.
Yeah, I'll probably get in trouble for saying that. So it is what it is. Been nice knowing you.
Hey, as long as you're providing a good quality leech, they're not telling you exactly. You're not saying where they're fishing either, so
yeah,
it'll be okay.
There's a tricky way to hook them and everything else in between, right?
All right, yeah. Last question here about blueberries, because we're getting some pretty bad reports from the western UP. What about Alger County?
Same thing. Went out, I've got a couple of honey holes that I always hit, and I'll tell you, there are in my top two spots, there aren't even any berries on the bush. So I think that I don't remember what weekend it was. We got a really nasty frost.
That's what everyone says, yeah.
Yeah, we got a really nasty freeze early on this summer. And there are, I mean, I saw a couple out on Grand Island this weekend. But the reports are true. The blueberries are going to be pretty few and far between this year.
Yeah, raspberries have been great. Blueberries, terrible.
Blackberries are going to be phenomenal, too. So they're starting to come out already. Raspberries are cycling out. They're just about done. The blackberries are coming out strong. Blueberries, forget it. If you go over on Grand Island to pick them, the bears are going to hang out with you. So just a lose-lose all the way around.
Well, Tom, I appreciate your time as usual, and we'll catch up with you again soon.
All right, buddy. Have a good one.
That was Tom from Hillside in Munising. And thank you for listening today to The Outdoor Show.